Magandang araw at maligayang bati po sa mga kapwa ko Pinoy. Welcome po sa 117th yugto ng Usapang Pinoy, brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster. Today, we're talking about leadership in a place where lives are impacted every single day, healthcare. And as a Filipino-American leader myself, I'm always fascinated by the stories of individuals who rise to the highest levels of leadership while carrying with them the values of service, compassion, and excellence that are so deeply rooted in our culture. Our guest today, Dr. Ninfa M. Saunders, is one of the most accomplished healthcare executives in America. From her beginnings as a critical care and cardiovascular nurse to leading multi-billion dollar healthcare systems as president and CEO, she has built an extraordinary career spanning more than four decades. She is also a respected scholar, board leader, mentor, philanthropist, wife, mother, and grandmother, roles she considers among her most meaningful accomplishments. Here's why I wanted her on the podcast. Dr. Saunders is someone who built her leadership not by chasing titles, but by answering a calling to serve others. Every chapter of her journey, from the bedside to the boardroom, reflects courage, resilience, and a commitment to developing people and strengthening communities. Her story is not only about professional success, it's about leading with purpose, lifting others as you climb, and creating a legacy measured by lives touched rather than positions held. Pero bago ko po siya tawagin, narito muna ang ating mga events. Unang-una, on Saturday, July 18th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Filipino-American Association of Northwest Georgia, FANG, invites you to its 20th annual summer picnic. This will be at Fort Mountain State Park, 181 Fort Mountain Park Road, Chatsworth, Georgia, 30705. There will be raffle prizes. On Saturday, July 25th, 2026, starting from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., the OFW Georgia Foundation, Inc. invites you to the monthly OFW Georgia webinar. This time is about navigating health insurance. Please register at www.ofwga.org to register or send an email to ofwgafoundation@gmail.com for the access information. And Saturday po, August 1st, starting from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Philippine American Women's Association of Georgia, PAWAG, will have a fundraising event at St. John Newman Catholic Church, 801 Tom Smith Road, Lilburn, Georgia, 30047. The theme is Local Heroes, and the tickets are $50. Also, if you have any questions about PAWAG or if anyone you know needs help about domestic abuse, please reach out to PAWAG at 470-754-7866. Ngayon po, ako'y magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita. Welcome back, mga kababayan. Today, we're talking about purpose-driven leadership, the power of serving others, and the lessons learned from a lifetime of breaking barriers while staying grounded in faith, family, and community. Whether you're a healthcare worker, professional, an aspiring leader, or simply someone pursuing a meaningful life, I know you'll find wisdom in this conversation. Please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Dr. Ninfa M. Saunders, healthcare executive, professor, and visiting scholar at Emory University. Dr. Saunders, welcome to Usapang Pinoy.
Thank you.
It's truly a privilege to have you with us, so let's get into it. So Dr. Saunders, your journey began as a critical care nurse and eventually led you to become CEO of one of Georgia's largest healthcare systems. Looking back, what experiences and values from your Filipino upbringing helped shape your leadership journey in America?
Well, it's very simple for me. It's really my upbringing in a Filipino Christian community and family. So the accolades that probably best describe is the sense of humility, dependability, and embracing challenges with alacrity. That truly is fundamentally my foundational purpose. We are a quiet force. We have a quiet confidence in ourselves, but we're sagacious in our disposition. And the combination of all those make for, I think, a great platform towards a good trajectory in life.
That is so powerful. I'm so impressed. You became one of the few minority women in the United States to lead multi-billion dollar healthcare organizations. What challenges did you face along the way, and how did you overcome them while staying true to yourself?
So there are challenges, but more importantly, being one of the very few or the first Filipino to run a multi-hospital system. I'm really an unknown entity when it comes to leadership, which is actually good because it gives you a wide space where you can create and implicate what it is that you want to be able to do. So to that end, some of the things I had to do every time I faced challenges is I pivot quickly but thoughtfully. I focus on being resilient, and I really have a firm resolve in all those. Working hard is a given. I work very long hours, and I just focus on what I had to do. I never gave up. I look back for historical perspective, but I look forward towards navigating the future.
My goodness, I wish I had met you a long time ago. I would have I would have loved for you to mentor me. Now, for many Filipino Americans in Georgia and across the Southeast work in healthcare and other professional fields. What advice would you give to Filipinos who aspire to move from technical or clinical roles into executive leadership positions?
So for us Filipinos, technical and clinical ability is a given. That's not even a question at all. Where we begin to get challenged is in identifying our capacity and advancing competencies required for critical leadership role. And that's what that I saw, I think, the most. Content is never a problem. Filipinos are incredible writers, some of the best writers in the world. Here's where the challenge lies. Language arts and skills in articulating what they want to say, the breadth and depth of what they want to say, is not always supported by a wide and strong vocabulary. They have it, but there seems to be a hesitancy to use it. So my challenge to them is to think about, if you are truly a great writer, how can you be an expressive person using a wide range of language? The dictionary is full of wonderful words. My mother used to say that. In fact, my mom used to say, you don't have to curse. Use wonderful words in the vocabulary and in the dictionary. I think mastery gets people to the articulation of their technical and clinical skills, as opposed to subservience into getting lost into a space where they're not being recognized.
That is so true. And I was thinking of myself when you were talking that, because I recently retired from the federal government last year.
Yes.
But prior to that, of course, I've been into leadership development programs, management programs, and all that. And it is so true that I write really well. But then when I start talking, it's like, okay, well, what is the word I'm looking for? Articulation is really a problem for Filipinos. So right now, I am launching my speaking business. And with that, I'm hopeful that it would help my articulation. I am praying. But yeah, that is so true. I totally agree with you about the articulation, vocabulary, and the dictionary. That is so
true. You actually have it, but don't be pensive. Have the courage and be bold.
Yes.
And have a better vocabulary, because we're not colloquial. We don't do slang words. We're very learned. Use it. It's really the courage to use it.
Thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate it. Now, many Filipino Americans in Georgia and across the Southeast work in health. I'm sorry, I already asked that. Throughout your career, you led healthcare organizations through significant growth and transformation. What are the most important leadership qualities needed to navigate uncertainty, especially in today's rapidly changing healthcare environment?
It's really very simple for me. It's the interaction and the integration of values and advancing competencies. On the values side, which is non-negotiable, it's going to be integrity, respect, and kindness. We know that. We were trained well for that. On the advancing competencies, I want people not to stop learning beyond your degrees. Your degrees do not give you everything that you need. It's a foundational platform. The key is converting the knowledge that you have to wisdom. When you start doing that, that's when you begin to develop a personal brand that is professional and compelling. We shouldn't be talking about, I have this degree, I have that degree, oh, I'm kind of, just do it. Just do it and always focus on the integration of values and advancing competencies towards a personal brand.
That is so true. You are so inspiring, Dr. Sanders. When you were talking about values, I thought of my dad, my late father. He was so big on integrity. And there was one time that he said, when he was also a government worker in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, there sometimes they bribe people to get what they want. And my father said, kahit magdildil kami ng asin, even if I don't have anything to eat, I will not sell my soul to the devil.
And exactly.
That stuck with me and my brothers and sisters. To this day, I hear my brother say, I will not sell my soul to the devil. And the learning part too. We continue to learn every day, every single day.
Of course. It's a lifetime learning, yes.
And my friends actually tell me, why don't you stop? And my brother is the same way. He has like 3 degrees and he's going to graduate actually next week in his doctorate. He's already,
good.
He's got his master's, and then he also is an RN. He is a general in the Philippine Coast Guard.
Wow.
So, but then he doesn't stop. He's like continuously going back to school. So it's very important, like
awesome.
You said. Yes, yes.
Well, you know, we grew up this way, and I know you grew up this way because I've spoken to so many Filipinos. It's not the money that you have, because we are not fundamentally rich. But we are rich in values and we're rich in competencies and dreaming for the better future.
That is so true. A lot of my friends or a lot of the people that I know from the Philippines who grew up poor like I did, they say that if they had a second life, they wouldn't change anything. Because
of
it's
course.
Better to grow up poor because that builds character. You learn.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So moving... Exactly. Moving on, as someone who has spent over 4 decades in healthcare, what health issues or healthcare challenges do you believe Filipino Americans should pay greater attention to, both for themselves and their families?
I think it's important to remember this, and there's so many articles about this, that we must focus on work-life balance. I will be the first one to tell you that I don't believe in that. There's no such thing. A balance is an equation, so it's equal. I would rather that we focus on work-life blending. Some days, work will take more time from you. Some days, home life will take more things from you. But at the end of the day, balancing it is not how it should be. It's blending it. It's blending. Always remembering that work may define us, but family and faith completes us. So the better opportunity for us today is allowing us to be able to practice both. During my time, I can't say anything about family or my children. I have to go home because my kid is sick. If I was going to be very strong as an executive, I have to pretend like I have no other responsibilities at home. Today, the society is kinder and more thoughtful. And I've also learned from that. That is why I emulated that for my staff. I told them, if you're not happy at home, you will not be happy here at work. So that blending is going to be very important.
That is so amazing. That's the first time I've heard it, but that is so true. That is very true, blending. And I'm thinking again about my career, that I was spending a lot of time at work. And Once you get in the door, you don't really leave it by the door. You still think about it when you get in the inside the house. But you're so right. It's blending. It's not really balancing.
No, it will never balance. If you're forcing for balance, you will be stressed out.
That is so true. Now, you have often said that your proudest accomplishments are not the titles you've held, but the lives you've touched and the leaders you've mentored. What does meaningful success look like to you today, and what legacy do you hope to leave behind?
So, in the beginning, I used to focus on success, performance, and how I'm regarded. Today, and in the latter part of my career, I really did not strive for success. What I strived for was significance, because I really think that's what matters. Mm-hmm. Success is all about you. It's measured by what you achieve for yourself. Significance is measured by what you leave behind for others, which is now the segue towards a great legacy. Because legacy is not what we accumulate. It is what, or the performance or the awards is not what we accumulate. What we accumulate is how we enable others, and that's why significance far exceeds this journey towards success. So my parents used to tell me all the time, and all the kids, after we left home, you must leave people and places better than when you found it. And that has been my mantra in everything that I've been doing through my life and through my career.
That is so very true. Again, when you were talking, I'm thinking of the people I know, my experience in the community, the leaders that I know. My leadership style is not the title. I don't care about the title. I don't care about being up front. You can put me in the background as long as it's done. And the most important thing is the impact that I do, that I leave exactly on the people. And I think the leaders that I admire in the community, those are the things that they do. They don't lead because of the title. They lead because they want to serve. So,
which is not unusual. If you go to Filipina gathering and you just blend in, the first thing they ask is, what do you do?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
That is so true. Now, despite your extraordinary professional achievements, you continue to emphasize faith, family, and service. How have these three pillars helped you stay grounded throughout your career? And what message would you like to share to Filipino diaspora community about living a purpose-driven life?
So I'm quite aware of this because I was asked to speak at a group of executives when I was in the Philippines 2 years ago. And I was very aware that about 10 to 15 million Filipinos live across over 100 countries. And they are everywhere. They're able to anchor their brand and their influence and what they do. So that's like, what, 10% of the Philippine population probably. So My advice to them is develop an anchor and define a Philippine brand befitting of your person and your legacy and your history. So think about my situation. I should not be only one of the most successful Filipinos running a large multi-hospital system. Given all the people that are in various countries, including the United States, there should have been a string of people following me. And yet today, while there are Filipino CEOs, they're CEOs of one hospital. There's not one that I know of, unless I've missed one, that is leading multi-hospital, multi-billion dollar organizations. So that makes me sad because there is a space for them. They need to find that space, embrace it, and make a critical difference by trying to lead.
We need more of you, Dr. Saunders.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying in a small way.
Yes. So now for my last question. If you could speak directly to a young Filipino immigrant arriving in America today with big dreams but many uncertainties, what words of encouragement would you offer them?
So I'll reflect on this in the following way. I want them to cogitate on this. Wherever you are, you carry your country's reputation with you. Your name, your character, your work ethic, and your compassion becomes part of the world perception of what it means to be Filipino. Your personal brand is not built by self-promotion. It is built by integrity, excellence, humility, and service. That's what distinguishes us from everybody else. The world does not need more people seeking recognition. It needs more leaders worthy of trust. So I ask you to walk into every room with confidence, but leave every room having made it better because you are there. Try to strive to be remembered not for your title, but your character. Because really, in the end, your greatest achievement will not be the position you held, the wealth you accumulated, or the accolades you received. It will be the lives you inspired, the opportunities you created, and really the legacy of integrity you leave behind. So I ask you to continue to dream boldly, lead courageously, serve generously, and never forget where you came from. The world is watching, and every day you have the opportunity to show that the Filipino spirit is one of resilience, excellence, compassion, and unwavering hope. And my blessings to all of you as you charter a course of significance in your life.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sanders. That was so, so inspiring. With that said, I will let you go, and I hope to see you around since you are in Atlanta.
Yes, of course. Get in touch, and maybe we'll have coffee or something like that, and we'll talk more. And if I can have an opportunity to share wisdom with you, I'd be happy to do that.
That is so great. Thank you so much. I'll keep in touch, Dr. Sanders. Maraming, maraming salamat.
Of course. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Welcome back, mga kababayan. What I love about Dr. Sanders' story is this. Success isn't just about how high you climb. It's about how many people you lift along the way. Whether you're a Filipino-American professional striving to advance your career, a healthcare worker serving others every day, or someone simply trying to make a difference in your family, workplace, or community, her journey reminds us that leadership is not defined by titles. It is defined by service, by courage, by the willingness to invest in others and leave every place better than you found it. Dr. Sanders has shown us that true leadership is built on purpose, strengthened by resilience, and sustained by faith, family, and a commitment to something greater than ourselves. Dr. Sanders, thank you so much for sharing us your wisdom, your journey, and your heart with us. So sa lahat po ng mga nakikinig, take one idea from today and put it into practice because your leadership matters more than you know. Yun lang po sa ngayon. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy. Hanggang sa muli. Paalam muna sa ngayon.